once attended a religious profession of the Missionaries of Charity in Lower Manhattan. It was on Mulberry Street at Old St. Patrick's Cathedral. And after the ceremony, one of the priests said that St. John Neumann, the first U.S. bishop to be canonized, was ordained in that church. And said St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, first U.S.-born saint, founded St. Patrick's School. The Venerable Pierre Toussaint was a parishioner in that church, and he was buried in their cemetery. That day, Mother Teresa was there with her Missionaries of Charity. And the priest said that the church is made up of living stones. That was that second reading. The church is a temple, but it's made up of living stones, not merely brick and mortar, but more than that. In the church, there's a kind of unity and diversity. And it's much like the Trinity. The Trinity has a unity, but it also has a diversity. The church is kind of a mystery of that same in that same way. There's an incredibly wild diversity among the communion of saints. We have the towering intellects of St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. We have the curé of ours who could hardly get through the seminary. We have St. Jerome, who was called a porcupine saint because of his disagreeable disposition. We have St. Philip Neri, the saint of joy. St. Joan of Arc led armies to victory. St. Francis of Assisi single-handedly tried to end the Crusades. St. Maria Goretti died at the age of 12 because she refused to commit a sin against purity. And the man who killed her attended her beatification and spent the end of his life in a monastery. How does one explain this diversity? Well, they say God is an artist who loves to change his style. Like infinitely more restless than Michelangelo, refusing to rest on the work that he has done. God wants heaven to be filled with his masterpieces. That's why he created you and me, each one of us. And God shapes us with our own personal involvement. Father Robert Barron would say that God is pure white light. And when this light is refracted through a prism of humanity, it produces incredibly wonderful diversity. We call that diversity the communion of saints. And we say there's an interconnection between the parts of the church. The church, one spiritual writer calls the master idea of Christianity mutual incoherence. Like there's this web of interdependence. Like the church, part of the church is a cloud of witnesses in heaven who spur us on to victory on earth. Part of the church is the soul, the church suffering in purgatory, whom we can assist with our prayers. And like John Donne said, no man is an island. And it's very clear in the church, this idea that we're mutually dependent on each other. The Trinity is a model of radical interconnectedness. Like in theology, they say that they describe it as circumcision within the Trinity. The inner unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like even in that gospel, Jesus says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? This unity and diversity is, the source of it is the Trinity itself. A mother and a baby in her womb, the unity and diversity of that. And like we say, we are the church militant. Father Benedict Rochelle says, we are not the church intimidated. Okay, we are the church militant. We are strangers to fear. We are radically united by Christ in his Holy Spirit. So therefore, we are radically united to Christ in his victory. Father Groeschel once heard someone mention that they belong to the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Well, he says he belongs to the Church of the Latter-day Sinners, because we're all in the process of hoping to reach that potential that God intends for us. But God wants to surge through us, but sin is resistance to grace. God wants to shine like light through the stained glass windows. But sometimes we choose to live in the shadows and in the darkness. To belong to the church is to belong to this great organism, which consumes us and transforms us. Like one woman, one convert to the church said about Holy Communion, "I consumed him, he consumed me." Well, the church is this organism that consumes us and transforms us. It takes us up into its own life more and more. It transforms us into something greater than ourselves. So we would say that the church is this great saint-making machine, transforming us into living stones of the heavenly Jerusalem.